After months of unrest in Egypt, led to former President Mohamed Morsi's ouster this summer, schools are back in session. The new government says it has quickly rewritten portions of school textbooks. Merritt Kennedy in Cairo looks at how Egypt is teaching its recent past as historical events continue to unfold.
In the last 3 years, Egyptians went from autocratic rule to military rule to Islamist rule and back to military rule. And the national curriculum has also morphed with every change in leadership. As the adage goes, history is written by the victor. At a private school in a Cairo suburb, students dressed in yellow polo shirts are back in the classroom. It looks like business as usual. But history teacher Abdelhamid Ali says the past 3 years have had a major effect on the way history is taught. Ali reads aloud from a four-year-old history book that used to be part of the national curriculum under Hosni Mubarak, who ruled Egypt for 30 years until he was deposed in 2011. Now, it's a relic. The text heaps effusive praise on the former leader, describing the autocrat as a president who freed citizens from their fears and promoted democracy. But in the most recent book, the 30 years of Mubarak's rule have been totally erased. Mahmoud Abul Nasr is the Minister of Education, a position he's held since Mohamed Morsi was ousted by the military in early July.
Next year, God willing, history books will include all the history as it is. Hosni Mubarak, Morsi, everything and everyone will be mentioned with their positive and negative sides.
This means that the government is reshaping its official narrative of Mubarak's rule, and for the first time, writing a history of Morsi's presidency, as the former leader sits in prison. Historian Mahmoud Sabit says the main drawback of including very recent history, at a moment when major events are still happening, is that it will be politicized.
You can't really address it in a detached way. It's been far too close to the reality of what people have experienced over the last few years. And to try and do something which is objective is very difficult in such circumstances.
Amira Sadek, the managing director of three private schools in Cairo, says Egypt is still in a transformational period, and it's a mistake to include the recent past in the new books.
Yes, we know that there were some mistakes that happened in the previous period, but there's no facts. The truth is not that clear till now. So we are making much changes without making sure what is wrong and what's right.
Despite the debate on whether or not to teach recent events, history teacher Abdelhamid Ali says students are particularly interactive when talking about the 2011 uprising in the classroom. A rundown of its goals and events have been in the new civics textbook for the last 2 years. Education Minister Mahmoud Abul Nasr says that the civics textbooks taught now went through a rapid rewrite before the school year started last month. Two of the books prepared by the Morsi government contained material he described as outrageous. Abul Nasr claims that before they were rewritten, the textbooks said that Egypt was part of a broader Islamic caliphate, with Jerusalem as the capital, and it encouraged students to join the Muslim Brotherhood organization. But NPR couldn't corroborate that. When asked, Abul Nasr was unable to furnish a copy of the recalled books, and members of the Muslim Brotherhood leadership couldn't be reached for comment. Most of them are in jail. Mahmoud Sabit, the historian, says that there is a more basic problem with the national curriculum.
The Egyptian curricula to teach children about their own history has failed abysmally by not really teaching very much.
He hopes that will change. As Egypt goes through another political transformation and grapples with its future, it will also continue to reshape how it thinks about its past. For NPR News, I'm Merritt Kennedy in Cairo.